You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Cooper's hawk, sharp-shinned hawk, red-winged blackbird, great blue heron, cedar waxwing, Canada goose, colonial names. Northern cardinal, American goldfinch, turkey vulture, chimney swift, common nighthawk, rock dove, my tongue. Blue jay, chestnut-sided warbler, yellow warbler, merlin, peregrine falcon, American kestrel, my mother's tongue. common yellowthroat, dark-eyed junco, ringed-billed gull, song sparrow, black and white warbler, Tennessee warbler, my grandmother's tongue, house sparrow, downy woodpecker, hairy woodpecker, black-capped chickadee, American redstart, black pole warbler, my grandmother's tongue, white-breasted nuthatch, chipping sparrow, European starling, American robin, morning dove, my great-grandmother's tongue. Accipiter cooperi, accipiter's striatus, agileus phoenicius, ardea herodias, rhombicilla sidorum, branda canadensis, my great, great grandmother's tongue. Cardinalis, cardinalis. Cardulis, tristis. Cathartes aura. Chitura pelagica. Cordalis minor. Columbia Livia, my great, great, great grandmother's tongue. Cyanocita cristata, Dendroica pennsylvanica, Dendroica patachia, Falco Columbianus, Falco Peregrinus, Falco Sperberius, my niece's tongue, Geothlypus Tritus, Junco Bimalis, Laris Delawarenensis, Melospiza Melodia, Nentolita Varia, Oreothilpus Peregrina, my sister's tongue. Colonial names.
Hello, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3.
That's good. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. How to survive a tornado. Number one, go to the basement. If you're in a building with no basement, go to an inner hallway or a small inner room without windows, such as a bathroom or closet. Number two, stay in the center of the room. Stay away from windows and keep low to the floor. Number three, get under a sturdy piece of furniture. If you're in a bathroom, lie down in the bathtub. How to Survive a Tornado.
Thank you. downtown Plain Underground for CKUW 95.9 FM.
Well, hello. I got to tell you, it's nice to be here, present and accounted for, breathing, alive here on the radio waves of CKUW 95.9 FM. It's a program they call "How to Survive a Tornado." I feel I have to do a disclaimer each year around this time. You know, there's been a lot of, you know, intense weather, including tornadoes. And the title of this program, you know, I had little to do with it to start with, but it has nothing to do with tornadoes. And it's about something else or whatever it's about. So, you know, in regards to tornadoes and surviving tornadoes, you need to just focus on getting the official government weather service advice and notices, warnings, following those are real. It's not like a silly radio show like this. I don't pretend to give advice about how to actually survive extreme weather conditions. It's not what we do here, and at this time of year, because I had a text from a colleague here at the station and said, oh, you know, your show's more appropriate than ever. And I thought, no, the show is now inappropriate, more inappropriate than ever. So take care. Seems to be a lot of different kinds of extreme weather, and it seems to come and go. It's a mystery to me, but, you know, reach out, get the support and information you need to do well in these weather times. The show was started off today kind of in this cosmic way. There was a gentleman here when I came in, and he was just started some music, and it was by this outfit called Cloud Circuit, and they call Montreal their home. They've got a self-titled record out now on Watch That Ends the Night Records. And I think we heard... we heard a couple from that. We played it off the Bandcamp site. This is an interesting outfit. Some of the descriptions, it says... Stranger from the... Oh, I see. No, wait a second. Oh, that's the actual credits. As to, I was about to really make an embarrassing mistake. I'm walking my way through this. Yeah, I mean, this is a duo, Cloud Circuit. You've got one, Deanna Radford, doing the poetry, deconstructed word events, voice, mouth, EMF wand, cell phone, coaxial cable, drum head, and then also involved you have Jeremy Young, sine and square wave oscillators, mind you, correction, tape, pump organ, piano, amplified objects and surfaces, radio necklace, voice, chopsticks, pine branch. So that's those are the instruments and ingredients involved in this mysterious and beautiful Cloud Circuit record. In the background now, you have a much longer visit to the How to Survive a Tornado, Cannon Brothers theme. People have asked, how did this come about? Well, what happened with this, this goes back to, I think, about 2002, when a shirtless Cole Woods came into the CKW studios just with his guitar and an amp, and with his partner in this endeavor, following or leading, and said, we're about to compose and record the How to Survive a Tornado Cannon Bros theme. And I said, are you sure? And he said, yes. And they made this beautiful music some over 20 years ago. And then, and it was beautiful. He was shirtless and his dirty blonde hair was just kind of glistening in the studio. And then he disappeared. Shortly thereafter, he's only been seen in public a couple of times since that, and we hope he's doing well. So maybe, you know, we're gonna go right into the whole thing. We're gonna let it play out for maybe the first time since it was just went live to air over 20 years ago. Cole Woods, this one's for you. Put a shirt on once in a while. It starts to wind down. Anyways, I'm going to preview something that'll happen next week on the program that I'm excited about, and I have to say I've had a bit of a spiritual intervention in my life over the past while, and I'll just quickly tell the story. It's a true story. I was coming out into my backyard about a week ago, and I noticed that there was all of these objects on the ground, and there was just these shards of paper, and you know, some larger than others, some sort of like folded up together, balled up, others sort of ripped up, like almost violently. And I was like, well, what is this mess? And I started to, I picked one up, and I quickly realized, because you know when you see it, that it was in fact the Bible and the New Testament of the Bible. And it was just these various, it seemed to me, random pages of the Bible were in my backyard. And this caused some distress to me, some concern. I was wondering why am I being targeted with this religious action? And so I thought, well, you know, it's been really windy. You know, I'm sure there are pages of the Bible that are just ripped up and folded up and balled up that are kind of all over the place all the time, right? I mean, don't you see this every day? So I thought, it's nothing. I'll just clean these Bible remnants up and we'll move on. And I'm just going to try and forget about the whole thing. Well, I come out the next day, and there's more Bible in the backyard, and so at this point I'm starting to get a little paranoid, and so I'm looking around. I'm thinking, if I said something? Is something going on? Is there more to this? Do I need to sort of consult someone on this? And then I had a moment where I was like, wait a second. And I stood sort of right in the center of all this activity and debris. And I looked up, and sure enough, there's a squirrel nest right in a pine tree in my backyard. And it looks like it's about 50% composed of the Bible. All of these shredded and balled up, very resourceful creature has found this somewhere and has decided this is good nest material and has created this nest. But with the wind, it's coming down. And so they're coming down. They're bringing it back up. It's a dynamic situation. But I thought that as of next week, this tells me that I should bring in some of these fragments and share them with you, because this is kind of a partnership with these animals that have I mean they're providing, you know, they are selecting the scripture, and the least I can do is honor that and share their choices with you, and we'll see what we can make of it. I've never read the Bible, but maybe this is how we start together. So as of next week, we'll have the squirrel a chosen scripture, and it will it's something that it looks to me like we'll have a lot of material to work with, based on just it looks like there's at least a full Bible that's been used to make this nest. So look forward to that. Coming up next, I want to play the new Boards of Canada. Maybe we'll leave you with it, because you can kind of just soak in that once it gets going. And it's a brand new record. I'll read from the notes. It says, the Scottish electronic duo's first full length in nearly 13 years is another meticulous and transfixing entry in their sporadic catalog. And why don't we just do it? It's called Inferno. And see if this is working for us. Should be. It is. Boards of Canada. I might just play this, because once you get going with this, it might just make sense. And CQW 95.9 FM. How to Survive a Tornado.
I'm the chosen extinction. The question of reality. Consciousness. I am God, the ultimate presence. Spirit. I'm the soul.
We're downtown playing underground for CKUW 95.9 FM. We're downtown playing underground for CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hi, this is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Listener driven, never corporate programmed. This is independent radio.
That's wonderful. But then why can't you bring that same feeling home?
I won't be able
to. I really wish that I could do that.
No, I never knew that was atypical.
What makes you think you can do it?
I work so fast, but...
Well, he's seven. The man's fellows will be there of his own household.
Well, I hardly believe that your own father or mother, a brother or sister would be your enemy.
You're gonna call him a liar?
No, I'm not calling him a liar.
Well, I can do all things through the Lord.
He can do it. You saw the way we live and what we did, do you believe?
I really don't think so.
Let's see, I've lost track.
Lord, I love any physical being.
I think that's wonderful.
Well, he's sin. I love you, but I love the Lord. Lord, I love any physical being.
I think that's wonderful.
Well, he's sin.
We're downtown playing underground for CKUW 95.9 FM.
Lord, I love any physical being.
I think that's wonderful.
Well, he's sin.
Okay, so we've been going through most of the brand new boards of Canada. It's released May 29th. Out on Warp Records. Quality. And reliability. Sounds great. First record in 13 years. So we'll leave you with it. Do stay tuned. Earshot Radio is coming up next, and then all your favorites on Friday afternoon, going into Friday evening, going into the weekend, on and on. It just keeps going. CQW 95.9 FM. Again, next week will be the first episode, installment of the Squirrel Selected Scripture. And please join me for that. Take care. Thanks. It's called Inferno. Again. We'll be right back.